Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani pick up where they left off last time, when Yehuda told us about the life and tawdry adventures of Alma Mahler. Today, he shares some of her music and contrasts it with that of her first husband, Gustav Mahler.
So, as I said before, next to her giant composer husband, she was a minor composer too, below average. And we should just, for curiosity's sake, listen to one of her songs.
But of course, you've prejudiced it so badly that even if we were going to like it, you've labeled it inferior.
And just for a juxtaposition, now that we heard a very mediocre song by Alma Mahler, let's listen to a great song by Mahler himself, the great Gustav. Most of his pieces are huge, grand, they're forces of nature, they're oceanic in scope. But he also wrote some charming songs. This particular song is from a set of songs that's called Des Knaben Wunderhorn, the youth's magic horn, folk songs that he arranged for voice and orchestra. And I chose an amusing, sort of ironic song, St. Anthony of Padua Preaches to the Fish.
You know, this is to clean the palate of Alma.
Yes, I think we should do that. And what you maybe I should read a few of the verses from the song, so because it's in German.
If we have the time, sure.
Just a little bit. So, when Antonius goes preaching, the churches are empty. He is off to the rivers to preach to the fish. They all flick their tails and glint in the sunlight. The carp and the roach have all come along, their mouths open wide, all the better to listen. I'm going to skip a few lines. The speckled pike are there fighting. They're hurrying along to hear the holy man, etc., etc. He names all the fish. Fine eel and sturgeon, those delicate feeders, recline at their ease to take in the sermon. Crabs, too, and turtles, so slow in their errands, shot up from the seabed to listen to his words, and on and on.
I think this is in the hit parade in 1955.
At the end of the poem is, of course, the twist. But once it is over, they each turn away. The pike stay thieves. The eels remain lechers. They like the sermon, and they remain like everyone else. The crabs still go backwards. The cod stay stupid. The carp still gorge themselves. They forget the sermon. They like the sermon, and they remain like everyone else. And the music depicts this irony very beautifully.
It's amazing. You just made me hungry. I'd like to go to Barney Greengrass because of all this sturgeon and everything else.
Doesn't this poem remind you of your New Year's resolution? You make all those very lofty resolutions, and then everything stays the same.
Yeah, well, everything does stay the same because, like all these musicians, our character is with us for our whole lives.
So true. Mit den Schwänzen ins
St. Anthony's Sermon to the Fish by Gustav Mahler. Before that, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.